From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the Executive Board of the Police Benevolent Association of the New York State Troopers, the union representing thousands of state troopers, recently told its members to, and I quote, not cooperate, end quote, with a special unit in the Attorney General's office investigating fatal encounters in New York involving police officers. The board advised its members to invoke their Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer questions when they are compelled to testify in an Attorney General's investigation of law enforcement. The union represents more than 4,000 uniformed state police members, including the ranks of trooper, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and major. Minutes from the board meeting state, and I quote, members will not cooperate with the State Bureau of Criminal Investigation in relation to the Attorney General's investigation. If ordered to appear for an interview, members will appear with counsel and invoke their Fifth Amendment rights, end quote. The union is currently appealing a state Supreme Court justice's decision earlier this year dismissing the union's lawsuit alleging the Attorney General's office is abusing its authority by investigating incidents in which a civilian dies during an encounter with a trooper who is off duty. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order in 2015 empowering the Attorney General's office to investigate deaths caused by the police. 6 years later, the legislature codified the order into law. Daniel E. Strollo, the union's general counsel, just about confirms the story. And I quote, our troopers do not answer to the Attorney General's office. Given the current Attorney General's multiple politically motivated attacks on law enforcement, we deeply distrust her officers' motivations and willingness to conduct fair investigations. The PBA will not allow troopers to be subject to a political witch hunt, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that police officers in New York now have their own blue alert system to notify law enforcement agencies, the media, and the public about suspects who have killed, seriously injured, or pose an imminent threat to law enforcement. On December 16th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed the legislation creating the Blue Alert System, which is similar to the Amber Alerts for missing children. Hochul said, and I quote, we are taking a comprehensive approach towards protecting the individuals who serve and protect us, taking every measure we can to crack down on violent crime against law enforcement. New York is wholly committed to safeguarding our brothers and sisters in law enforcement, and this new law will be crucial to creating safer communities and apprehending those who commit violent crimes against police officers, end quote. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. New York State of Politics reports that since 2016, Albany police have diverted 315 people from arrest through the Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion Program. Instead of facing arrest because of actions taken due to substance abuse, mental illness, homelessness, or poverty, the program diverts them to help. Albany's lead co-project manager, Jenny Hewling, said, and I quote, these low-level charges, where people cycle through systems that are not equipped to actually help them and to resolve what's actually going on, we can't keep doing that, end quote. The diversion idea started in Seattle, Washington in 2011. Hewling said, and I quote, if an officer assesses that a person needs help, instead of making an arrest on a low-level nonviolent charge, they call up Catholic Charities and see if the person can get some help through a case manager through Albany Lead, end quote. The program is headed to the cities of Cohoes and Watervliet next year and has already been established in Dutchess, Greene, Niagara, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. You can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.